Good evening and welcome to the Sports Roundup Show with Kieran Carvell and Madison Walsh Dowd. Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome to the Sports Roundup this week here on Leighton Buzz Radio. The week commencing the 10th of February, and what a weekend it was for Leighton Buzzard football. Leighton Town are into the last eight, the quarterfinal stage of the Build Base FA Vars, for the second time in just three seasons. 2 years ago, Town played 1874 Northwich at home in the quarterfinals of the FA Vars, the first time Town had ever got to that stage in their history. Usually plighting our trade in the FA Trophy, being a step four side, we now are sitting, of course, in step five. We got to the quarterfinals of the FA Vars. That time, we lost 1-0 at Bell Close in front of a crowd of nearly 1,200 supporters. Now, we go away from home in the next round, but let's get to the last 16 action before we talk about the draw. Town travelled to Bradford on Avon, Bradford Town Football Club. Of course, a lot of people mistaking it for Bradford up north. I had to make that very clear every time I put a tweet out, every time we saw anything. Wiltshire, not Yorkshire. Very different places, aren't they, Madison? Yorkshire, quite northern. Wiltshire, quite West Country.
West Country, yeah, they like their cheeses out there, I hear.
Yeah, and the old tractors, I've heard. Just rumours. But of course, Town travelled down there to Bradford Town and came away with a fantastic 3-1 win. A brilliant result from Town, and in such a picturesque location. The ground, nothing to be marvelled at, but the town itself, very, very nice. Town went into the game with a game plan and executed it brilliantly. Joe Sweeney and Paul Copson's master plan was executed to perfection. Within 14 minutes, Town were ahead. Ball came out to James Town on the edge of the box, and he kneed it up and volleyed it over the goalkeeper and into the top right-hand corner. Fantastic strike from a man who got a goal and two assists on this day in a 3-1 win. Fantastic performance from Towley. The second goal, that came just 15 minutes later. Towley broke down the left-hand side before squaring across the box to, you guessed it, Danny Webb, who tucked it home. That's his 35th goal of the season now for the Town. He's on, yeah, you know, his goal-scoring exploits have somewhat died down in the last few weeks, but he's still a valuable asset, and he worked his socks off whilst he was on the pitch on Saturday. Fantastic performance from Webby, and just a great all-round team performance, really, battling. Brad Kirkwood, who was immense in goal, made one or two fantastic saves in the first half before Bradford pulled one back just before the break. A well-worked move after the ball got headed back across goal was tapped in at the far post. And Town knew that there was work to be done in the second period, but they were doing so well so far, and the game plan was playing out the way that they wanted to. You know, it looked like Town were going to hold on for the rest of the game, and that they did, and they did really, really well. They dealt with long balls throughout the whole game. Bradford's game plan was to just pepper the balls into the box, aerial threat, but Murphs and Resch and Kirkwood, Bryant, Silford, Folger, Osborne, they dealt with it absolutely brilliantly. I mean, some of the ways that we defended was absolutely superb. You know, bodies on the line. Every time we won the ball, we'd win the second ball. We fought for absolutely everything, and it was just superb to see so many players, you know, have such fight for the club and for the supporters, the travelling supporters, who are absolutely fantastic. After facing lots of criticism and backlash from the last round at Ainsbury, it was brilliant to see such good support down at Trowbridge Road. And it was just absolutely fantastic. Town, they sealed the deal on the 86th minute after Archie McClellan tapped it into an empty net after James Howe's square ball across the box after Ashton Campbell pinged a lovely pass through to Towley and sent him away. It was just an absolutely brilliant win. And to win 3-1 away at a team who are top of their league, in top of the Western League, the Toolstation Western League, they're top of that. They hadn't lost a game since September or something crazy like that. So Town really are doing just big things at the moment. We beat Eastbourne a couple of rounds ago, top of their league. We beat Colney Heath you know, last weekend, and now we were top of the Spartan, and now we've beaten the top of the Western League. So why can't we beat anyone else? No other team in this competition are top of their league. But the draw for the next round, we are playing third of the Southern Counties League, of the Southern Eastern Counties League, I believe it is, and we will face Corinthian FC. Not to be confused with Corinthian Casuals, who play that way as well. Corinthian FC, they play at the Corinthian Sports Club, or Gaydorn Lane, as it's also known, which is literally a pitch on a farm. And it was a brilliant story of a dad who set up a football pitch for his sons, and now it's a football club, and Leighton Town will travel down there with great support, I'm sure. Corinthian only had the 200 odd fans down there on Saturday, and many of those were Sporting Council fans. They won 3-0 against Sporting Council, so it will be a very difficult game for Town. No easy games in the FA Vars, but it is not a bad draw for Town, avoiding Hepburn and Plymouth Parkway, who face each other. Stowmarket are out, and the Town are on their way to Wembley potentially. Who knows? Two rounds away from Wembley, quarterfinals on a two-legged semi, leave the town chasing that Wembley dream. That was a sports roundup here on Leighton Buzz Radio. To hear your sports club on the radio, send in your reports to us here at the Sports Roundup Show at sport@leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.
The Leighton Buzz Penalty Shootout.
It's that time of the week here on Leighton Buzz Radio. It's the Sports Roundup Show Penalty Shootout with me, Kieran, and of course Madison. Madison, you're 4-0 down after 4 weeks of the Penalty Shootout. Tu moi. How are you feeling going into this week's questions? You don't seem confident.
I think the boys' heads have started to dip, but we've just got to keep fighting and keep trying to put in a performance and maybe get a result at the end of it.
It's not impossible. You know, Newcastle 4-0 down against Arsenal. And then look at that. You know, it's not impossible. And I'm going to let you choose. Do an answer or give the question first.
I will answer first.
Okay, starting with your first question. Local side Royston Town progressed through to the quarterfinal of the FA Trophy with a 2-0 win over who?
Pass. It's not a great start. It really isn't a great start.
Ebbsfleet United. Local sport, Madison. You should really be, you know, trying. You should be trying. Okay, ask me my first question.
Okay. Inter Milan completed a remarkable comeback versus AC Milan, being 2-0 down and winning 4-2. Who were the four scorers?
They were Brozovic, Vecino, De Vrij and Lukaku.
Too easy, isn't it?
It's just too easy. It's just too easy when you watch the game. Up the boys. The last Milan derby at San Siro, and it's 1-0 to the big man. Question two. Before Saturday, how many games ago was Christian Benteke's last Premier League goal?
Oh my God. I'm going to take a complete guess and say 20.
38.
A whole season.
Yeah, but he's been injuries, blah, 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 but 38 games since his last Premier League goal before Saturday. And it's still 1-0 to me. Madison, ask me my second question.
Okay. At current rates, Liverpool will be the fastest team to ever win the Premier League. Who are the current fastest winners and what year did they win it?
I have no idea, so I'm just going to... Chelsea under Mourinho?
Man United in 2001. They went on April 14th and at current rates, Liverpool went in mid-March.
Wow, that is amazing. And we know, I know someone to stand if Liverpool win the rest of their Premier League games, don't lose anyone, they win £3,000. So,
wow.
Big shout out to Owen Dog. Madison, your third question. Wisbeach Town had their stand wiped away by Storm Kier at the weekend. How much is the damage reportedly going to cost to repair?
£20,000
worth of damage, reportedly. Unlucky, Madison. It stays 1-0 to me.
Bayern Munich are reportedly preparing a bid for which Liverpool superstar?
Trent Alexander-Arnold?
Roberto Firmino. Oh,
didn't know that one. Didn't know that was a thing. Fair enough.
It's been a low-scoring game.
Yeah, stays 1-0 to me after three questions. Imagine your fourth question. Leighton Town are in the quarterfinals of the FA Vase, up the town. Last time they were in this stage, 2 years ago, they lost 1-0. Against who?
Oh, yeah. I'm really not educated on the Leighton Town football, am I? I don't know.
1874 Norwich. I did actually say this in front of you earlier. Yeah. So you should have been listening. And it stays 1-0 to me, Madison. Ask me my fourth question.
Jurgen Klopp won his fifth Manager of the Month award for the season. A new record. Which of the 6 months we've had so far did he not win it?
I'm going to say December.
October.
Stays 1-0, Madison. You have to get this question to stay in the game. If you don't, I win. Question number five. Luton Town sit bottom of the Championship. Who beat them 1-0 at home on Saturday? Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Brentford.
Incorrect. It's another win! Get in there! Come on!
Do you want the fifth question or not?
Do you know what? I will ask you. We've got a little bit of time. So ask me my fifth question. I don't want to make it 2-0. I want to make it 2-0.
For the first time in almost a decade, what is special about this year's Copa del Rey?
Barcelona and Real Madrid aren't in the final or the semi-final or knocked out of it already.
Correct.
Yay! 2-0! Santa Carver boys, 2-0! Madison, post-match thoughts. It's now five.
I prefer not to speak. If I speak, then I'm in big, big trouble.
And you don't want to be in big trouble.
I don't want to be in big trouble.
Okay. It's 5-0 after what can only be described as another humiliating defeat for Madison there. Thank you very much for joining us on the penalty shootout. It's 5-0 to me, and we'll see you next week as we go and make it 6-0. Thank you very much.
Commuting, the standing, the noise, the delays, not to mention the cost. There is another way. Sit back, relax, and save with Marshall's Coaches. Marshall's commuter coaches have plenty of local pickup points to your London destination. They are comfortable, clean, quiet, and with free Wi-Fi. Sit back, relax, and save with Marshall's commuter service. You could save over £3,000 on your annual train journey, and you will get a seat. Visit marshalls-coaches.co.uk for savings, tickets, and routes. Sit back, relax, and save with Marshall's commuter service.
Everybody!
Online, on your mobile, on Alexa, and on internet radio. This is Leighton Buzz Radio.
Welcome to the Sports Roundup Show here on Leighton Buzz Radio. This is the chance, the 5-minute opportunity for me and Madison to pick something to talk about that's happened over the, you know, the last week. And I think this week, where I want to delve into is the Premier League again, as always. And I want to know why Liverpool, in your opinion, have run away with it this season, because they are so many points clear, scored so many goals, you know, but one game's quite not convincingly at times, you know, two goal margins. Yeah. I want to know, in your opinion, why is it that other teams have fallen off the boil, and why? What makes Liverpool so good? Because you analyse their squad, like, it's a brilliant team, but City, you know, man for man, should be rivaling them. Why is it that Liverpool have run away with it this season?
I don't know. I feel like, you remember a couple of years ago, obviously, when Leicester won the league, it wasn't just because Leicester were really good. Leicester were kind of an average sort of team. It's just everyone else was very, very poor. And I'll take nothing away from Liverpool. They are arguably the best team the Premier League has ever seen. But just to be this far ahead at this stage of the season, they're currently on track to win it in like early to mid-March, which is over a month before the previous fastest winners. I feel like you've got to be looking at sort of the competition they're facing. Obviously, you said City, they're not performing at how they have been in the last 2 years. Mm. So, I mean, it's impressive from Liverpool, don't get me wrong, but I think other clubs need to sort of buck up a little bit.
And you've got to look at clubs that haven't been, you know, up to the mark this season. Arsenal, United, Spurs, Chelsea did started well, but fallen away.
The big six have really not been at it this season. When you see teams like Leicester and Sheffield United pushing for the Champions League spots, and obviously Leicester comfortably in the Champions League spots at this stage of the season in mid-February, it does make you wonder sort of what's happening at the other big six clubs.
Mm. And for Liverpool, of course, you know, they're playing a very attractive style of football. People are really enjoying it. Jurgen Klopp's got them playing really well. There seems to be a really good team spirit there. But is it just a case of, you know, Liverpool playing teams when they're not on form and they're not, you know, are not got a great squad at the moment? You know, United, Arsenal, Spurs, squads aren't amazing at the moment. But then I think you've also got to look at it. You know, the Premier League is a difficult league and they have dropped 2 points all season and we are nearly in the middle of February. I mean, it's remarkable the position that they're in. It really is, isn't it?
It's like when you see sort of like in the lower leagues when these massive clubs get like relegated for whatever they're doing, fixing the referees and stuff, and they just blow it away. That's how it seems. It seems like Liverpool are literally a league or two ahead of what currently the Premier League is throwing at them. And I don't know if it's going to require a lot of investment from other clubs or what, but Liverpool, I've seen reports, they don't really want to add to their squad. I think their harmony and their sort of like chemistry in the squad is what's kind of pushing them on. And we've seen a similar sort of thing with Sheffield United, who obviously man for man have got quite a poor squad, but because they're just so driving on motivation and team spirit, and obviously the fans get behind them, which is also what we've seen at Liverpool, I think both of those clubs are really, really benefiting because of that.
Well, Sheffield United, a lot of people tipping
The two best managers this season, Jurgen Klopp, of course, ran away with Liverpool, and of course, Chrissy Wilder, who we've spoken about before. Sheffield United, you know, saved man for man.
I think Brendan Rodgers should be part there as well.
I think he should, but he's, you know, he's done this before in the Premier League. Chris Wilder, for me, is manager of the season. I think Klopp has the capabilities to do this. Liverpool squad is just great anyway. For me, Chris Wilder, manager of the season. And you say man for man, the Sheffield United squad isn't great, and I completely agree in terms of what we've seen before. Now, if you look at the teams, you've got Sheffield United and their squad. You've got John Lundstrom, who's played in every league in the Football League. League 2, scored every goal in every league. John Fleck was at them in League 1. Lundstrom was at Oxford, went to United. Billy Sharp was at League 1. George Baldock was at Dons, went to Sheffield United when they got promoted to the Championship. Simon Moore, the goalkeeper. Dean Henderson was there last season in the Championship. Ender Stevens been there since Championship or League 1. It's unbelievable, the squad that they've got, that they've kept together and assembled, and have now been able to go to the Premier League. Is this system they've got with these like underlapping centre-backs that come in from the inside? And it's such a brave system to play, but Wilder's got them playing absolutely fantastic, entertaining football, and I think everyone seems to have a soft spot for Sheffield United.
Definitely, and it's to obviously come up, it's the goal is to survive when you first come up, but they've not just survived, they've thrived. They really have, and I would not be surprised at the very least for them to get Europe this year. I feel like they're going to knock Arsenal or maybe Spurs out of the European places, and it's just been absolutely fantastic. But you say about the systems work only temporarily though. It's a short term thing, so they need to sort of start looking to maybe adapt and sort of evolve their systems.
We saw that with Leicester, of course, playing the 4-4-2, and then the next season that failed. So Sheffield United, maybe next season, will have to branch out and try something different. But who knows? Will the Blades get top four? Let us know. Tweet us your tweets. And thank you very much for listening to the Sports Roundup here on Leighton Buzz Radio.
To listen to the full Sports Roundup podcast with Kieran Carville and Madison Walshdown, head to www.leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.